The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brothers of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to
you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When we read this gospel, probably if I ask you what is the main idea of this gospel, this particular gospel from this 14th Sunday of ordinary time, probably most of us would respond that the main idea is that Jesus came to his own town and the people had hard time to believe to him. And what Jesus said and what sometimes even we are repeating in certain situations, a prophet is not without honor except in his native place. I said at the beginning of this Mass that I will focus today on Virgin Mary and what was the role of Mary in Jesus' life and what is Mary's role in our lives. Why this topic? Because, first of all, it is impossible to talk again and again about the prophet that is not without honor, except in his native place. And the second, we have just in today's gospel the sentence, "Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary?" But let's start with a short story. The great Catholic televangelist Bishop Fulton Sheen used to say this story very often. He said that one day our Lord asked Saint Peter, "How are all these people getting into heaven, seeing that there were a lot of people there?" Saint Peter said, "Don't blame me. Every time I close a door, your mother opens a window." I don't know what about you, but for me it would be enough to enter heaven even through the window opened by Virgin Mary. It is kind of introduction for our topic, because as I said, today's gospel refers to Mary. The people of Nazareth knew Jesus as carpenter, as the son of Mary. But the gospel also raises the question, It refers to Jesus' brothers and sisters. We can ask, are they physical children of Mary, or is someone else the mother? Of course, in the Gospel we cannot find very clear answer. A good place to start this discussion is the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Here is what the Catechism says. Against this doctrine of Mary ever virgin, the objection is sometimes raised that the Bible mentions brothers and sisters of Jesus. Then the Catechism admits, the Church has always understood these passages as not referring to other children of the Virgin Mary. So, why does the Church believe that these passages do not refer to physical children of Mary? There are other scripture passages we need to take into account. Again, I will quote the Catechism. In fact, James and Joseph, brothers of Jesus, are the sons of another man, a disciple of Christ, whom St. Matthew significantly calls the other Mary. There is a lot of person could say, based on passages from the Bible, but here is the bottom line. They, the brothers and sisters, are close relations to Jesus, according to an Old Testament expression. It means if someone tells you that Virgin Mary was not ever virgin, I encourage you to look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 500, easy to remember, and there are a lot of passages that you can use in this discussion, including this Matthew's passage about the other Mary, who is mother of James and Joseph. The Catechism also cites early Christian writers. It means the tradition of the Church that when they speak about Mary, they take for granted her perpetual virginity. Just a simple, plain fact. But this is only one issue that we can have reading this Gospel today. The other issue, also regarding to Mary, is that what Catechism says, Jesus is Mary's only son, but her spiritual motherhood extends to all men. It means Virgin Mary, she had only one son, Jesus Christ, but we, all of us, we are her spiritual sons and daughter. We get a glimpse of Mary's spiritual motherhood in today's Gospel. It happens in the context of a controversy, not about her, but about Jesus. The Gospel says, they took offense at him. And they did what people do when they take offense. They try to put down Jesus. But Jesus is so deep in scriptures that he is able to put the attack into a biblical context. He knew that practically every prophet from the Old Testament had the same problem that he has now with his own people. That a prophet is not without honor except in his native place. We can now translate this to our times, even to our community, to our parish. In my years as a priest, I have seen many people giving up their apostolate only because they suffered some humiliation. It means someone is active at the parish in any way, but someone else complains, and that people that is involved in work of the parish gives up because someone is not happy with what she or he is doing. But what probably all of us, we know is, it is in our human nature. We like to criticize. I like to criticize others. And you like to criticize others also. We like to talk about others. This is our human nature. We need to be prepared. Whatever we doing, whatever ministry we are involved with, we need to be prepared that someone will talk about this. And not necessarily praising us. Everybody who is involved in any activity in this parish, I would like to ask you, do not take these critics to your heart. We know that we are only human beings. We can do a lot together. Even with this criticism. Or maybe this criticism can help us to work even better. We have the best example in today's gospel, our Savior Jesus Christ. He experienced the same criticism that sometimes all of us, we experience. Nothing changed in these last 2,000 years, and probably nothing will change in the next 2,000 years regarding our human nature. We have Mary with our spiritual mother to help us and to guide us and to give us an example. When we face offenses and unkind words, it is easy to give up. It is easy to throw in the towel. But Jesus gives us very different example. Acknowledge the hurt, then turn to the Bible, pray, and do your work, do your ministry. We pray today for everybody who is in any way involved in this parish, in this ministry, that we can be strong, we can help others to find Jesus, Son of Mary. Amen.